And in the studio with us now is our current state senator and candidate for lieutenant governor, Eddie Fields. Eddie, as always, welcome back to Ponca City.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
What got you interested in becoming Oklahoma's lieutenant governor?
Well, one, it's a step up from serving in the legislature. And the lieutenant governor, you know, by constitution and statute, is the CEO of the State Tourism Board. You sit on the Board of Equalization, sit on about eight other ten boards and commissions. But it's about, the reason I got in is for the people of Oklahoma, to be that voice, to sit down with our Senate and House leaders and say, okay, here, if there's a problem in education or corrections or public safety, whatever the policy might be, a lot of good people in the state will never put their name on the ballot, and I want to be for their voice.
Okay.
Through the legislative process, and how do we get things solved? And lieutenant governor is about governing, from my standpoint. It's about solving the problems that all Oklahomans face each and every day.
From a experience standpoint, what does Eddie Fields bring to the lieutenant governor's office that the other candidates don't have?
The legislative process and relationships, based having served in the House for 2 years and the Senate the last 8 years, 10 years total legislative service, knowing the ins and outs of the legislative process, what it takes to get stuff done, and having those relationships with those House and Senate members to come up with public policy that's good public policy for the state of Oklahoma, and be able to get it from start to the finish line and get it to the governor's desk for his or her signature. And so, man, having been a part of that for 10 years and knowing what it takes to get stuff done, and it's a collaboration and commitment, and it's this relationships.
And you've got friends in the legislature still,
yes,
so that would certainly be a benefit to you. What would you like to accomplish as Oklahoma's lieutenant governor, Eddie?
Well, one, I think I said earlier, you know, be the voice for Oklahomans. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of good, smart people in the state. We'll never put their name on a ballot to run for a public office in the legislature, the House or the Senate, from that standpoint. And just bring a new perspective to the lieutenant governor's office, being from rural Oklahoma, for mm-hmm. one, being a small business owner, secondly, and having served in the legislature, that gives me a unique perspective of, you know, what everyday Oklahomans face, what needs to get done out there for the small business owners. 90% of our business owners in the state of Oklahoma are small business owners. Those mom and pop downtown Ponca City, business owners are. And mm-hmm. be their voice, you know, through the legislative process, because having been there and served in the legislature for 10 years, sometimes you get caught in that bubble of the Capitol, and you sometimes forget what's going on out in the real world, everyday Oklahomans and what they face day in and day out. You can get challenged somewhat as a legislator, but having been through that and knowing the experiences that I've experienced and what it takes to get stuff done and bring that focus back to the legislative body and the process about this is for Oklahomans. And from that standpoint, it's unique perspective that I bring to the table to be able to get something done.
As you mentioned earlier, the lieutenant governor is basically the COO of tourism in Oklahoma. In your Senate district, you've got a lot of things that are very touristy. I mean, we're sitting here in the historic Ponkin Theater doing this interview. You go farther east, you've got a line of people waiting to eat Reed Drummond's food over in Pawhuska. Mm-hmm. What would you like to see happen with tourism in Oklahoma?
Well, one, we need to, if you just look at the state tourism budget, it's about half of what Oklahoma City's tourism budget alone is. And from that standpoint, you know, we've got to, for every dollar we spend in tourism, we get about $6.5 to $7 in return in tourism. And that's people, staying in our hotels and motels, eating in our restaurants. They're buying gifts at our gift shops. And you see that here in Ponca City. You see that in Osage County as well at the Pioneer Woman, the Mercantile, and at Wool Rock. We have a lot of good, historic places in this state that we don't do a very good job of advertising. Ponca Theater, for example, I mean, mm-hmm. everybody in Ponca City knows about the Ponca Theater,
right.
But what about the people in Oklahoma City or those in Ardmore or Lawton about the Ponca Theater? Now, everybody knows the Pioneer Woman. That's probably the number one attraction in the state right now as far as attractions are concerned. But every small rural community has something to offer
sure.
in tourism. How do we get people to get off of that Route 66 corridor and to come to Ponca City? Or to go to those other places,
right,
other four corners of the state. You know, mm-hmm. you can go from Black Mesa in the Panhandle to Broken Bow to the Ouachita Mountains. You can go from Grand Lake down to Quartz Mountain and down by Altus and everything in between. We just have not done a very good job selling what we've got in the state of Oklahoma to our own citizens, let alone outside the state of Oklahoma.
Okay.
And so and part of that, we need to kind of partner with the tribes, because if you look at what the Cherokees, the Chickasaws, and Choctaws have done in the last 8 or 10 years in their tourism, you know, they're targeting three major states, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas, for what they're offering, the tourist industry and tourism. We need to partner with them to how to get, okay, you, the tribes can get them here. Let's get them in the rest of the state.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, how do we can make that a working relationship and partnership with the tribes to enhance our tourism impact in the state?
Eddie, you've been out on the campaign trail quite a while. What do you hear from the people you talk to across the state of Oklahoma? What sticks out in your mind?
Well, the education issue policy is still one, you know, funding, money in the classroom, teacher pay raises. That's still a big issue with the potential repeal on that could be on the ballot this fall. That's still, education is still a top issue, job growth, business and economy. I mean, you know, to retain our good young adults that we're educating in the state of Oklahoma, we got to expand our business portfolio in this state. How do we do that? Well, one, you got to invest in education until you got to invest in infrastructure to keep the current businesses that we have here today and allow them to expand their footprints. But how do you get the new businesses in here that is high paying, high good jobs that our young Oklahomans want to do? Because we got to can't take for granted that all of our kids are going to go to college and get that master's degree or that PhD. You know, we're going to have kids that's going to go through the career tech system and go out into the trucking industry or being welders or pipe fitters, plumbers. How do we give them the job opportunities to be successful? You know, and that's, I think, one of the keys as lieutenant governors to work with our House and Senate members and leadership to make sure we give the keys to our young people to be successful so they can chase their American dream. And my definition of the American dream is the white two-story house with white picket fence around it and financial prosperity.
Right.
You know, to be successful, you know, you think you're, I hate to say it, but kind of keeping up with the Joneses model, you know, type deal. But that's the American dream. You know, how do we make sure all of our young adults in this state can chase the American dream and achieve it? And we got to, as legislators and as lieutenant governor, we got to give them every opportunity to be successful.
All right. Eddie Fields, current state senator for the Ponca City area, also candidate for lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma. Eddie, anything else you'd like to say to the voters out there? We're a week away from Election Day.
Well, 7 days out, and it's met a lot of good people across all 77 counties. I've been traveling the state since last fall, but just remind everybody out that the election is June the 26th, and the polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and if you can't get to the polls on the 26th, you can do in-person early absentee voting as well at your county election board. So just to ask everybody to get out, to be sure to vote, educate yourself on the candidates, and get out and vote.
All right, Eddie Fields, thank you for your service as our state senator, and best of luck to you in the lieutenant governor's race.
Thank you, sir.